It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, Bargy?
Yeah?
I haven't seen your boyfriend around in a while. How's he doing?
Oh, we broke up.
What? Why?
Honestly, we just didn't have that much in common. All he did was deliver shrimps, and
sure.
I am a former international hollow star with a long list of...
You were sort of dating down a little bit on that one, Bargy. I gotta say, I think you could do better.
But also, mainly, it was he smelled...
like shrimp?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Anyway, so... single, ready to mingle. I'll make up a new shipper profile.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, best of luck out there. You know.
Whatever.
Nermit, you feeling okay, buddy?
Yeah. Why wouldn't?
Oh, you're just looking out the window so wistfully this whole time.
Bino,
yeah. Bino and I were just looking out the window and. It was weird to realize that Dara and I, didn't... When it came down to it, it's like we're... We seem so similar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you're ships. You both ship, always work. But...
And, then you try to... You just, realize you're actually very different
on the
inside.
One of you delivers shrimp, and the other one doesn't, yeah.
Now, which one is the shrimp deliverer in your and Dara's relationship?
Yeah.
Nermart's definitely the
shrimp. Whoa, wow. Nermart,
sorry, I've been
honestly,
ejecting so much.
Nermart was the closest she's definitely ever got.
Sorry, I take that back. Let me do it again.
That's more on target for where we've normally been. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I'm probably in the Dar. In terms of me and Dar, I'd say I'm the shrimp delivery guy to Dar's Bargy.
So are we all in here talking about me?
We're not all talking about you.
Bino love drama.
C-53, I take it you're not talking about me.
Well, to be honest, I was talking. I was wondering who was the shrimp delivery guy in your relationship with Nermit.
Did someone say shrimp?
What?
Huh?
Who are you?
Hello.
What?
My name is Tu.
Does the word shrimp conjure you? What is going on?
No, I just thought it would be a great entrance.
If we say shrimp three more times, does that send you away?
No, Dar, I don't think it actually...
Shrimp,
I think it's
shrimp,
just
shrimp.
I don't think it has anything to do with shrimp.
This Tellurian is right.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with shrimp.
That was just, your way of entering.
That's right.
You know, if you had showed up with me, holding a big shrimp cocktail...
Wait, shrimp is... I mean, let's move past this.
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, we're sorry, Bargy.
Bringing up memories?
No, I really want to address this. It's captivated this entire crew, And you're right. I should have come with some shrimp cocktail. How about this?
Okay, sure. No, listen.
And here, wait. Not just me.
This is very nice.
Oh, that's mean to make Bargy have that giant platter of shrimp.
This is mean.
Can I just say that you all are taking this very, very well.
Well, we sort of got off on the shrimp thing, and then it kind of stopped being... I think the initial surprise of you appearing on the bridge of the ship was...
Wasn't as shocking as me saying...
Yeah, but did someone say shrimp? I mean, implies that you're here for some sort of shrimp-related reason.
Yeah.
So I think we were just trying to figure out that more than we were surprised.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, when you mentioned it again, I was like, yeah, I do not know how he appeared on this.
Right.
That should have been equally as mysterious as the shrimp line.
Yeah, now I'm noticing your cloak and that it's...
Fair
you
enough.
Are a very mysterious being.
Yeah, you sort of got a cloak that, looks like a starfield that's in motion somehow.
I'm here for a purpose.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, our shrimp is gone.
That's right. You... shall be tested today.
Shrimp
tested.
No, I don't think...
Definitely move past the shrimp. I just want everyone to know the shrimp thing, it was a non sequitur.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
We ascribe too much value to it.
Okay.
And just for the record, you should know that we talk about shrimp way less.
I'm the one who brought it up again, but let's move past.
I'm just saying, it's not representative.
Yeah. It's an atypical day for us to talk
absolutely.
About this.
Absolutely.
We love talking about shrimp.
Yeah. That's actually not true.
Whoa. You've upset me.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And the purpose of today's visit from me, too, is not to talk about shrimp.
Failed so far.
Now, do you know who I am?
No, I have no idea.
Your name is Two. We know that.
No, we don't.
I'm a being beyond your comprehension.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a being that is here to test your mettle.
Wow. Oh, I don't know if
I'm feeling pretty tested right now.
We love tests!
Oh, good. We don't need this ship, right?
I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
Where'd you go? What?
What?
Oh,
was that?
I was
on. Was that the test?
Well, no, that wasn't
Surprise,
a test. I was.
We can't breathe my
eyes,
in space.
My eye. The tears in my eyes were boiling.
But also freezing.
Simultaneously.
Peter had fun.
Okay. Listen.
Two. This is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, two.
You're right. This is a lot. Let's take it a little slower if we can. Maybe a place that relaxes the mind. How about that? Yes.
Would you like a small pear?
What?
A small pear?
Yes, I transformed your ship into a steel circle that hands out food.
Oh. My name is Bargerian Pear. Please take a pair.
Two, can you just please tell me what's going on? I feel like I don't know. I don't know what kind of test this is supposed to be, but I'm kind of getting scared.
All right, here we go. I am a part of a collective known as the Singularity.
Oh.
We exist in every corner of the universe. Our purpose is simply to observe and test living organisms to make sure they're worthy of being a part of this great and wonderful circle that we call life.
Can I be a ship again? I really don't like this.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Margie looked great as a circle, to be perfectly honest.
I was freaking out.
You were exceptionally
regular.
I was
freaking out.
It was a perfect circle. It was amazing.
Oh, my pear's gone.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
Listen up, Rebels. This is Commander Sisu Gundu. Support for our rebellion against the complete tools of the Federate Alliance comes from Squarespace. With Squarespace, you can turn your cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, or sell products and services of all kinds. On our Squarespace site, therebellion.space, we upload hard-to-crack, intercepted, encrypted transmissions, several brand-new, incredibly helpful advice posts written by Captain Hark Tardigas, who... You know, I haven't seen Hark in a while. I'll tell you this, he better not have joined another trivia team. Anyway, on the rebellion.space, there is also a guide to neutralizing Clint's, written by my respected professional colleague and co-parent, okay, Rolfus Tittle. We're fine. A stunning poster for Kurt Mannequin's Rep Talk, a page where you can upload your own sound effects for weekly propaganda transmissions, and, of course, the page Make a Site, which links to squarespace.com/Zix, where you can get a free Squarespace trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code ZYXXZIX to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's the rebellion.space for bleeding-edge rebel content and squarespace.com/ZIX, offer code ZIX, for your own new website. I did it. Gundu out like pow.
End of message.
Two, what is your purpose here on this ship?
I need to determine whether or not the Tellurian race should exist in the galaxy.
Oh, Wow, okay. Easy. Yes.
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Barchi!
Well, wow. Come on.
Are you not the captain of this ship?
What captain? I don't know. I'm the emissary.
No, he's absolutely not the captain.
That's a big turnout for such a...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have acted like that was partially true, because it's actually not true at all. I just am... I'm an emissary. We're rebel emissaries. Barchi kind of flies herself, so captain is not really the...
Don't you start most of the conversations?
I guess so. If you want to put it that way. I mean,
it's factually accurate. I mean, listen to this.
Hey, Bargy. Hey, Dar. Hey, Nermit. Hey, C-53. Hey, Dar. Hey, Bargy. Hey, C-53. Hey, guys. Hey, Bargy. Nermit. Hey. Hey, Dar. Hey, C-53. Hey, Dar.
Okay, yes, I start a lot of conversations. I'm a curious, inquisitive person.
From my vantage point, the person who starts the most conversations is a captain of sorts.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, well, okay. Hey, congratulations to me, I guess, then, right?
So now, the responsibility of the Tellurian race rests on your shoulders.
Okay.
Wow. Good luck.
Jeez.
So he trapped you, yeah. Black. He trapped you in
that's
the
a real conversation starter.
Well, you know...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Norman.
Okay.
However, I will grant you the help of your trusty crew.
Great, yes. I mean, yeah, we're best friends, most of us, so...
That
sometimes
is...
lovers, not me.
What?
Hmm? I mean, just that's a part of the history.
Wait, which one of the crew were you...
He doesn't need to know that.
Well, it's important...
Bina want to know what the test is. Bina want to move things along.
Your first test, should you choose to accept it...
Oh, we have a choice.
Do I have a choice?
Yes, every crew member has a choice.
Okay.
Hypothetically, if we decline the test, what happens?
The entire Tellurian race will be decimated.
Okay, let's definitely not. Yeah, let's not.
Barchi, think hard before instantly declining it, okay? Just like...
Your first test, should you choose to accept it, will be here. Yes, you two are alone.
Yeah.
Right.
Is this a box? Are we in a box?
No, it seems to be a box.
Yes, this is a box of wood.
Okay.
It's not a ton of room in here.
Yeah.
You have to find a way out. And if you don't, one of your crew members will perish.
Wait. One of my crew members... Okay, so there's a 1 in 3 chance it's Bino.
Do you not consider your ship a crew member? I thought you guys were...
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So we
so
have to
just have to get out of this box.
Did I mince my words?
Well, my confusion is which of the crew members is...
I feel like you're really caught up on this which crew member is going to die.
I'm just saying, if
I just assumed you would be equally in love with all of your crew members.
I'm saying if there's any chance it's Bino, I'm going to try a little less hard.
But it's a wooden box, is it not? Can I not just punch through this wooden box?
Well, all I know is that you guys still haven't gotten out of the box. I actually thought this was one of the easiest parts of the test, and now it's proving that this test was worth it.
Punch out of this box.
Oh, yeah. Seems we're in some sort of storage area. If we get out of the box, then what? Do we just keep going, or?
Wow. I instructed you with one task. You still have not exited the box.
Proving once again
that this test was worth it.
Well, no, this two. Test is sort of oblique.
Yeah, two. We're sort of. We're just not really sure where the parameters are.
I'm sorry. Is this test not good enough for you?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
No. I don't know anything about tests, do I, huh?
Okay, look, I'm outside of the box. I thought it was some sort of trick. I'm pretty sure this is the lower cargo hold of Bargy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Bargy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we're still on the ship.
Well, you passed the test. I'll see you guys later.
Wait, that was the whole test?
I thought we did a good job at that test.
It sort of seems kind of easy, right?
You know, you feel like with a demi-rod like this, they're trying to trick you somehow.
That there'd be some sort of irony involved.
Yeah,
but turns out...
Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to let you two know that the door to this area has disappeared.
Oh.
So you're stuck and have to find a way out.
Of the lower cargo hold.
Yep.
Okay, see, now that's a sinister one.
That's, now the irony. I get it now.
All right,
I get it.
So we got out of the box.
Yep.
But how do we get out of the cargo hold without hurting Bargy?
Let's introduce some more players to this game. Listen, I get it. We agreed. We're in the won't-they phase of their will-they-won't-they
thing. I was not flirting with him.
Hey, you absolutely
I
were.
I wasn't.
I recognized the sparkle in his eye, too, and frankly, I would have been attracted to it, but then you were attracted to it, so I was
okay,
not going to be
fine.
Attracted.
I'm not
guys.
The only one who flexes.
Guys.
You guys, hang on one sec. I am allowed to talk to anybody.
Of course you are.
Being...
We're both allowed to talk to whoever we want to talk to.
Because you make everything about you.
I make everything
about
me?
I wrote in your flap once.
C-53, I think we gotta get out of here. Yeah, this is becoming... Two has removed the door for some reason to the cargo hold. We need
it.
To get out.
That means we could just go through if there's no door.
Well, what do you think of the fact that Two chose a form where he is not wearing a shirt? I mean, it's not like
that
he
is
worked
a little
for
confusing.
Those muscles. He just...
Doesn't yeah, he sort of manifested the muscles,
thank you,
yeah.
See, he does have a fantastic upper body.
It seems like Two doesn't necessarily need a physical form and therefore wouldn't need clothing, so that
Why
would be extra.
Why are you defending Two?
I'm not.
He's clearly some sort of trickster rod who's come in and decided to mess up our life.
Hey, oh. Sorry, am I interrupting something?
No.
Did your hair get longer?
Do you like it?
Yes.
We're extremely luxurious.
Thank you. I'm getting used to this form, I must say. It's quite fun.
Yeah, you know, it's two legs, turns out.
You like legs and arms?
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah?
Yeah. No! Oh, my arms and legs!
Oh!
How am I gonna get out of the room now?
Oh!
Oh, no!
Plek, you're barely taller than me.
You know who has arms and legs, Plek? Not any of these.
Oh!
But this guy.
Oh, it's so grotesque.
Oh, no.
It's so grotesque.
Wait, the test is...
With my arms and legs.
You don't have big arms and legs now.
As you see, I have this very tall refrigerator, and on top of this tall refrigerator is a jar of cookies.
Okay.
You eat a cookie.
Wait, are we still trying to get out of the room?
No, this is a new test.
No,
we didn't get out of the room.
We're still stuck in the room.
Yeah, but... You guys weren't, like, doing that one. It was, like, really boring.
We were trying.
No, you were talking a lot.
He sort of has a point.
You have no action.
Huh.
Seriously.
Well, to be...
They do have action. Look at me.
No.
Okay. Oh, what a beautiful dance.
It's so disgusting to see Tellurian-sized arms and legs attached to a torso that is the size of a bean.
It's deeply wrong.
Bino!
So...
All right, fine. We don't have any arms or legs, but we have to get on top of this refrigerator to eat a cookie.
That's right.
All right, no problem. I'll just drag myself with my head. Taking a little bit longer than I'd like, but I'm making progress.
Bino loves cookies.
No, Bino.
Bino, wait.
Just give us one.
You want cookie?
Yeah.
Yes,
one cookie
each.
Each
of us needs to eat a cookie.
Yeah.
Bino, have they treated you right?
Bino, we tuck you in every single night.
Bino.
We tell you the Bino story every single night.
Perhaps you'd like to look at this playback.
This is bad.
That's really
all
not
right.
going to look
oh,
good.
Oh, yes.
I feel like you're really caught up on this which crew member is going to die.
I'm just saying, if I just
assumed you would be equally in love with all of your crew members.
I'm saying if there's any chance it's Bino, I'm going to try a little less hard.
Yeah, we don't come off great in that clip.
Bino, sad.
Oh, Bino, come on.
Bino, come on.
Wow.
Bino, break arm.
No, Bino.
No, that's my arm.
No.
So Bino, did that hurt you?
Bino, no hurt.
No, that
Bino.
Actually...
Oh, that's...
No, that hurts.
That is upsetting. Wow.
Don't...
Wow.
He keeps opening and shutting the refrigerator door on it.
Bino, close door on arm.
Bino, look at me. Bino, we admit it. We've been disrespectful, and it's because you can be abrasive. But this is your chance to join the team for real. You can help us and therefore be respected. And we'll tell you...
Bino, no.
Hmm?
Bino, no.
Bino, no?
Bino, break other arm.
No!
Oh,
no.
Oh, no. Bino. He can't even pull a cookie out of a jar even if he wanted to.
Let's reset.
Oh, please unbreak my arms. Please unbreak my arms.
You don't like them like that?
No, it's so painful.
Oh, really?
All
right.
You have four legs.
Oh, oh no.
Is that better?
I mean, slightly.
A Tellurian horse.
What about now?
No. What are you? You're a shrimp.
Oh, come on.
Okay. All those powers. Are...
Okay. Wait, did you just do that as like a throwaway thing? Because that was horrifying.
Very good.
Yeah.
Bino thought this test was okay.
Okay, Bino.
Tough reviews. Right.
Yeah. Bino normally loves stuff, so that's actually kind of a harsh review.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hey, too, can I ask, like, how many of these tests have you given to different species?
What makes you ask that question? Why would you ask that?
I don't know. I just feel like I can't really tell what these tests are supposed to be doing exactly. Like, it's almost like you don't really know anything about Tellurians.
Or how to test things.
Are you the one being tested?
Interesting.
Yeah, buddy, what's your deal?
Interesting.
Bino want to know the final test.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Bino, why are you so interested in these tests?
Bino love tests? Bino love tests! Bino want to test or Bino go insane!
Okay, all right.
A bit of a situation with Bino.
Yes, don't I know it?
Don't you know it?
I'm sorry?
Do you not know it?
I need to find a Tellurian that actually cares about fellow man.
Might be on the wrong ship.
No. Hold on, C-53. You're looking for a Tellurian who cares?
Yes, I need to find a Tellurian who cares about other creatures so that, you know, we don't have to wipe the species from the face of existence.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I would say that that's pretty much like a Tellurian's whole thing. We're very emotional, care a lot, maybe too much sometimes.
Empathetic to a fault.
I can say, despite the regularity with which Plek messes up social situations, offends almost everyone he meets, and drags people into morass, he really means well.
I'm just not intelligent enough to succeed at doing well.
So you care about all of these crew members that you have?
Yeah, oh, deeply. And I would say that I care way more than I am capable of succeeding at pretty much anything.
Well, in that case, I guess just one more test will do.
And you really couldn't find, like, another Tellurian?
Brown.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Clint 9214, though you probably recognize me as the drummer from the band The Clints. Yeah, well, I sit in the back, though. Okay. I'm pretty much the front man. Anyway, I'm here to tell you that if I demand that you get down on the ground and show me you're fake, you better, one, get down on the ground, and then two, show me you're fake. I will accept no other identification, the only exception being a high-quality business card from Vistaprint. Mm-hmm. That's right. When we started the Clints at Clintillion 3 cycles ago, we wanted to be ready for any gig that came our way. That's why we all ordered cards from Vistaprint, to make that professional impression right in the moment. Because your next opportunity is coming right now.
Right now.
And all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. Not sure what that is in croon, but it's low. Just upload your design or start with one of Vistaprint's beautiful, professionally designed options. Pick the paper stock, style, and quantity, order, and boom! Receive your cards in as few as 3 days. And you know those are carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks.
Can I get up? I have a fake.
Yeah, great. Just tell all your friends. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why they can get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code MTZ at Vistaprint.com. That's code MTZ at Vistaprint.com.
I will.
MTZ at Vistaprint.com.
Yeah.
All hail the Federated Alliance.
All hail the Federated Alliance.
And also rock and roll. Yeah. Also rock and roll.
Also rock and roll.
All right.
All right, two. I'm ready. I'm ready to take whatever test you can throw at me and, you know, probably screw it up.
Are you absolutely sure about this?
I mean, what else? What other choice do I have?
Well, you could maybe prepare for the test a little bit, what? So that Tellurians aren't extincted by your potential blowing up this test.
I don't know how to prepare for a test like this.
Well,
I've never.
Neither do I. But you know, maybe just get into better shape or
physically. That's mean.
Okay.
Do you want some time? I can give you some time. 50
yeah.
years?
No.
Perhaps?
No, 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 no,
no.
No,
here
no,
we go. 50
no, no.
years.
Wow.
What?
Look how
My
pink
life.
And wrinkly he is.
Cleck, where did you just go?
Into a space devoid of time or light, substance or matter. For 50 years I floated endlessly.
Did you learn
anything?
Nothing.
You
I learned nothing.
He was...
What did you do for 50 years?
Well, for like the first, like 6 months, I sort of freaked out. And then I was like, I should probably, this is part of the test.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you just stop. I kind of lost track of reality for a bit. I kind of floated through. But the thing was, I couldn't see anything. I kind of forgot what was real and what wasn't.
That was my bad. Let's reverse
hoping...
that.
You're like re-inflated.
You feeling better?
About what?
Right, of course.
Wow.
All right, back to the test. Yes. As you can see, we are standing on a crystal obelisk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Before you lies the entire Tellurian population.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow.
Fleck?
It's Plek with a P. Plek. Are you Plek. Wait, are they saying
have you
Plek?
Been,
or?
Have you been testing the wrong Tellurian this whole time?
Were you supposed to find a Fleck?
Because
that
this
would
is
explain
Plek.
A lot.
I will tell you this. Fleck Dexeter is a very famous Tellurian.
Hold on. What's your name?
Plek, with a P.
Plek. Plek Dexeter.
You're
P like
Plek
pneumonia.
Dexeter.
I'm Plek Dexeter.
Not Fleck Dexeter.
No, Fleck Dexeter is very...
Is the Zyball star?
Yeah, he's a famous Zyball player.
Yeah, no.
This makes a lot of sense. But since I've already started, I mean, we might as well finish the test.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
If you were supposed to be testing Fleck...
I mean... Plek.
Yes.
When I snap my fingers, you will have the intelligence that rivals Bino.
What?
I think that's a compliment.
And it will be up to you to decide what to do when a comet comes.
What?
To destroy this entire planet that holds the entire Tellurian population. Riding on that comet is Bino.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Okay, so my choice is to... My choice is to either save Bino... Wait, if I...
Maybe give him the intelligence now. How do you feel?
Never better. With my enhanced vision from my Keck eye, I can tell that the comet's current rate of descent and distance gives us about a minute and a half, so we'll have to act fast. C-53, can I borrow your left arm, please?
Yes, of course.
Okay. He's chipping away at the crystal obelisk with C-53's
arm.
I guess you could have asked me to chip away.
You'd be far too slow for that, C-53.
Yeah, look at how fast he's going.
Did you also give him super strength?
Well, actually, when the Tellurian mind is at top speed, it is able to take the body to limits,
Shut up, you idiot! Not that you could break my concentration, but if you could, I would ask you to kindly shut up.
Ah,
yes, the crystal is nearly complete. Stand back.
He's created a giant refracting laser.
This lens I've created will reflect light from this planet's sun and send a beam of focused energy back toward the comet, slowing its descent as it comes towards us. As the comet blocks out light from the sun, the energy from the lens will decrease as well until the comet is in a perfect geosynchronous orbit around the planet, thereby saving both Bino and the Tellurian species.
That's brilliant!
I shall also carve in the rest of this obelisk a giant pea so that the crowd will know that I am not Fleck, but rather Pleck Dexeter. That's important. It's important to me. Now they're saying Flep. They're saying Flep now.
That's a common Tellurian name.
No, yeah. Well, Flep Dexeter is a retired Zyball player.
Oh, right.
Who's now an umpire.
Magnificent.
Two, I must say, it wasn't until you unlocked the depth of my intellect that I was able to fully grasp your test. You wanted to see if I would put the existence of my species above that of a warm bean, and you gave me the intelligence to save both if I so chose. I'm honored that I was selected for this test. I hope I've proven the importance of my species.
Well, thank you. That being said, the Tellurian race, I mean, it's saved, but important, that's... Wow. I definitely would not use that word. Like, there are so many species in all of the different galaxies, and you guys, like, if we were ranking them, which we don't officially, but, like, you know, in the locker room, we rank them all the time, and you guys... I mean,
way
you guys
down
are
there.
So...
Way down there.
So far down. There are inanimate objects that rank above you.
Hmm. Give us an example.
Moss.
Oh, yeah. Moss.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Grow pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. In an inanimate object, it is not, but still.
Did you switch intelligence with me?
I'll be honest. Giving you intelligence took away from mine. It's actually one of the hardest things that we can muster. Oh, man. I'm going to need that. Oh.
Pleck, how do you feel?
Are you dumb again?
What do you mean again?
Well, I mean, now
no,
you have...
No, he hasn't taken it back. I still have it.
Oh.
You know, I just gotta say, really pulled out some smart stuff right then, back then, earlier. And I appreciate that you let me keep all of the smarts that I had, because it still feels good.
Yep, all the smarts still feels real good.
Thank you,
Plek.
Dar. Yes, yep. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Couldn't have been set or bed.
Yeah.
Plek, now that you're still as smart, can you explain kind of the math behind that trick you pulled back there?
With the light and the comet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just explain it again.
This seems a little cruel.
So essentially, what I did, Bino was on the comet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what if I was able to use the power of the sun?
Mm-hmm.
And then I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So
brilliant.
Well, I'm satisfied.
Yeah. Sure. Plek.
Yeah?
Congratulations. Your test has been passed. To a do.
To a do? That seems like... I think he's trying to make that... Yeah.
A little mannered.
Yeah.
Bino?
Yeah, Bino here.
I have finished the test, and I think I did rather well.
Excellent. Bino pleased with the progress you made, too.
I must admit, that was a hard one. Plek is a creature that is so dumb, I don't know how he's alive.
Plek, dumb. Bino, smart.
Yes.
Bino, thank you, too. Thank you for running complicated probability field tests in quantum space.
Anytime, please. It was an honor and a pleasure, and I hope I did you proud.
Bino proud.
Well, thank you, Bino. And if you ever need me to come back, well, you know my number.
Bino do, too.
Bye, Bino.
Bino!
What did you put? Is this the Zyball game?
Yeah, I just wanted to see who was winning.
Is you that Fleck Dexeter?
Yeah, it's Fleck Dexeter.
Man, I can't believe we won another game. We really played really well out there today. You know, it was one of those games that you never knew was going to happen, but I got the smarts on me, and I can basically complete any game successfully 100%.
I wonder how he would have done in the test.
Yeah.
He seems like kind of a jerk.
He's in great shape, though.
Yeah.
Very good shape.
Are all the Dexeters related?
No. No, okay. No. It's an incredibly common Tellurian name.
Let's just say I was in a situation where, like, a comet was, like, coming at me, and what would I do? That's a really interesting question. Thank you so much for asking. I would basically lift my shirt up
and show my abs in 100% that comet with gooey.
Gooey?
You know, the game's over. We could probably just do this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when the athletes just get interviewed, it's the worst part of the
sports. You can tell
broadcast.
They're just, yeah, they're just platitudes about the game. It's not really.
Good at one
it doesn't
thing.
Matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Oil the fairy on.
We turned off this program.
Oh, no, that ship guy is here again.
The ship guy?
The ship that I broke up with.
Oh, the shrimp delivery ship?
Wait a minute.
It's a giant shrimp.
Oh, see, now there you go.
There's some iron.
That's the thing. He spent his whole life doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Did somebody say shrimp?
Oh, no.
Did you do this? Did you turn the shrimp boat into a giant shrimp?
Yes, yes.
See, now that's pretty good.
I've learned something after all.
I think you're getting there, buddy.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm going for real this time. Tooladoo.
He said Tooladoo that time.
Tooladoo?
I feel like he's still working. Yeah.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plex Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. The Bargerian Jade, the Bargerian Pear, and Fleck Dexter were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Bino was played by Winston Knoll. Two, the Demirod, was played by special guest Jonathan Braylock. Jonathan is the co-host of the Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood podcast and has appeared on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Broad City, and The Jim Gaffigan Show. He performs regularly at UCB NY with Astronomy Club. You can find him on Twitter and Instagram at John Braylock. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! A very special thank you to our NYC and LA live show crowds for providing crowd noises for the entire Tellurian species.
Two, I don't know if you're still here, but I prefer Tooladoo, honestly.
Tooladoo has a nice sort of parody to it.
All right, well, you know,
keep testing. We come back and do Tooladoo.
Hey! I'm going to leave again. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Tooladoo.
Tooladoo sounds like a person.
Wait, wasn't Tooladoo a famous Hollywood star?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tooladoo.
Wow, that was...
You said it when
you didn't
came
even
back.
Come in.
You came in and said it.
What?